Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. It truly is a wonderful way to live our lives. In this week's guided meditation, we're going to focus on fears, or more importantly, how to live life fearlessly. Many people are plagued with fears of a variety of types. This guided meditation will focus on fears in general, so it'll be applicable to anyone who wants to live a fearless life. The key will be to realize, where do fears come from? They usually start when we're younger and we have an experience that's negative and can even be frightening. And because it's negative or frightening, we are cautious. We develop mental blocks, making sure that we don't get around that fear again. But unfortunately, because we're not facing the fears that we create in our minds, they become stronger and stronger. So it's important to realize that the fear is in our minds. It really isn't out there. The only fear that most people have from the start is fear of heights. Very young children are naturally afraid of heights. But most of the rest of the fears that we have are learned fears, and they're personal. They relate to us. Someone else may be perfectly fine with certain things, and we may be petrified of it. For example, I enjoy speaking in front of people. I really like the privilege of sharing messages and talking to people. And the larger the crowd, I enjoy it even more. Other people are petrified, and I do mean petrified, of remotely ever speaking in front of anyone. So fears are learned. I learned through a lot of experience that speaking in front of people is fun and I enjoy it. Other people, perhaps because they had a bad experience or they're concerned about what people will think, have cultivated mental fears connected with speaking in public. But again, it can be anything. It doesn't have to just be speaking in public, of course. So how do we overcome these fears? There's really two main ways that we overcome fears. One is by basically massively exposing ourselves to our fears. And I don't recommend that one because it can be quite overwhelming. Again, using the speaking in public example, if we are afraid to speak in public, we probably shouldn't go to a major auditorium and give an hour speech on something. That would not be good for us. The second one is more of a slow, systematic way of desensitizing ourselves to our fears. In the speaking situation, it would be speaking in front of a friend, a trusted friend that you really love, then a couple friends, then more. And it just keeps growing until you've gotten pretty good at speaking in front of lots of people. And the good news is, any fear can be overcome. And I do mean any. It may not completely dissipate and be gone, but it can be so that it really doesn't affect us anymore, and we can lead our lives without being petrified by this fear. And this is the focus of this guided meditation, to help us overcome fears. You can use this guided meditation for any fear. I'll talk about how to be relaxed, be comfortable, face the fear, until the fear becomes a very quiet sensation inside of us. We can overcome fears. It just takes work. And this guided meditation can be a really helpful tool to overcome fears and live what I like to call a fearless life. Now, this podcast was put together based upon one of our listeners who asked me to address the issues of fears. If you have a specific thing that you want me to address in our guided meditation, go ahead and email me, and I'll do my best to get it on as soon as possible. I've created this podcast to help people really enter into and learn about the world of meditation. So if you have questions of any sort or requests for podcasts, guided meditations, go ahead and email me at drpuff@cox.net. After 30 years of studying and practicing meditation, I'll do my best to create something really good for you. Secondly, if you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation and a variety of other podcasts, blogs, books, CDs, retreats that are available, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. I'll be on vacation this next 2 weeks, so I'll see you in 3. Have a wonderful 2 weeks and peace.